There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drum shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Yes, that is what I had for dinner, but TMB,
all I heard was, oh!
No, that was not Joe.
Play it again.
What, you want to hear it again?
Let's hear it again.
That, my friends, is the not-so-secret super organization that is dedicated to take money from the Centers for Disease Control, and ensure that all local health departments around these United States are vaccine compliant, and urging you to be vaccine compliant as well. How does the story go?
What are you talking about, Robert? That was Nacho Libre. What are you talking about, Nacho?
No. You must mistaken that the Jack Black movie for this very sinister organization taking money from the CDC, which is really taking money from the taxpayer via the Federal Reserve, to fund local health department's ability to convince everybody to get vaccinated.
Nacho, I get it now. Sorry, I'm a little bit obtuse today. Nacho, right, the National Association of County and City Health Officials. Nacho, that's the acronym. Now I get it. Mm-hmm. But what you said just now, Robert, is amazingly accurate, that this is a front group for the CDC posing as an independent federal agency that's receiving most of their funding, millions of dollars, not billions, but millions of dollars from the CDC in order to make us think that vaccines are safe and effective. So the CDC has stooped to even lower levels than before now that this has been exposed. This is a GreenMed Info article by Sayer G.
Yeah, and look for it. You're going to see something on Natural News as well pretty soon, but all the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We are outside the box. It is Ty Bollinger. We got Super D. Also, I want to put out the phone number tonight for those of you. And TMB, did you hear the interview with Michelle Ryder earlier tonight?
I did. I heard it, and it's maddening what's going on with Isaiah.
It really is. I mean, when you take away all peaceful means by which you could resolve conflict, they're leading people to act violently. And I think on some levels, the powers that be want to see violent action because they want to justify their ability to just outright slaughter the people who are not complying, because they know the people who don't comply will not go along with their plans like Agenda 21 and sinister moves or attempts to reduce global population. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why global population may decline, but I don't want to be the cause of it.
Well, you know, Robert, the interesting thing was I was listening to Michelle talk, and I was thinking, excuse me, Ty, have we slipped into communist China or Russia here? Mm-hmm. Because that's exactly what it sounds like. You know, growing up, we remember the Mike Ruzioni goal, we beat the Russians, right? We were the free, and the Russians were the enslaved. I think that maybe we had that a little bit backwards. Because for this to happen in this country, the land of the free, the home of the brave, to basically kidnap a 17-year-old and make him a ward of the state because his mother dares to ask for a second opinion, this is like Soviet Russia.
Mm-hmm. Well, in many ways it's worse because, as they said in the old Soviet Union, They knew that the press lied to them. They knew that they were in a state, you know, but it was all they had. But at the same time, it wasn't an illusion per se. Whereas in America, we're seeing more and more about this illusion of freedom rather than the reality of it. And yes, of course, you want to nitpick. You could say, yes, we are free to do this. We are still free to speak out. But you think about it, Ty. If we were selling a product, if we were actually selling a dietary supplement like cure cancer, and you've written about many, and we've referenced some of them in our book together, even Unlock the Power to Heal. Mm-hmm. But if we were selling those things, suddenly now we would be basically criminals, and they would have attempted to arrest us and confiscate anything we had simply for speaking the truth now suddenly because we wanted to engage in commerce with that truth.
Yeah, they would. That is illegal. It's illegal to tell the truth. It's specifically the instance that you're talking about. If we sell supplements, if you're in the health industry and you sell supplements, you in the United States cannot tell the truth about the supplements if they are good for your body. If they do anything that's good, if they don't, if they cure any disease, if they do anything for your immune system, they do anything for your blood pressure, you can't really tell the truth. Because if you start to make any kind of claims, the warped perspective of the FDA is that when you make a claim about a supplement, it transmutates into a drug, and you don't have that drug approved, and you're making claims of drug, you know, without approval, without a you're prescribing drugs without a license, and it's the most bizarre thing that they believe that making a claim somehow transmutates that vitamin D pill into a drug, and now you're in trouble.
Right. Now, if we go back in history to the Flexner Report of 1910, you've written about it as have I, we've lectured on it, we continue to do so to kind of put perspective on how we got here. This is the inevitable next phase outcome, is the monopoly has to continually strangle, squeeze ever harder, because they begin to lose the folks that now see the dangerousness of the monopoly. And, of course, Obamacare in 2010, 100 years later, was evidence of that by trying to mandate participation in a system that many people have woken up to say, I don't want any part. And now furthering their evidence or their efforts is this NACHO again, this thing that is funded by CDC to promote the use of vaccines. Guess what? The budget of the CDC is all about vaccines and a little bit about other things. And so it's playing itself out in a brainwashing. And who's being brainwashed the worst? Those who use public health departments, the poorest among us here in America, are getting hammered by these vaccines. And the incidence of autism is rising exponentially in those communities.
You know, this is such a sham. I mean, you look at the CDC whistleblower story from the fall, the fact that it is causing autism. They know that. They knew it 10 years ago. They withheld information. Now they're getting NACHO, these front groups that are spreading their poison and to people that under the guise that they're an unbiased, independent third party. When you look at the NACHO financial statement, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the top 11 donors, or 8 of the top 11 biggest amounts of grants that were given to NACHO during the year were from the CDC. So they are basically the chief donor to this front group to spread their propaganda nonsense about vaccines to the world, or to the United States at least.
Well, and just so you don't forget, let's check in with Jack Black again. What is the name of that organization?
NACHO!
Don't you forget it, my friend.
Funny, man. That's one of our favorite episodes of the Duck Dynasty, when they'd start talking like NACHO Libre.
Duck Dynasty.
Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't know Duck Dynasty had anything to do with NACHO Libre.
They love NACHO as well. I guess, you know, us Hicks, whether we're in Tennessee or Louisiana, we all stick together. We all like the same kind of stuff. But
I was wondering what all that stuff that was stuck in their beards was. Now I know. It was NACHO.
It was the meal before, whether whether it's nachos or whatever.
And I like nachos as long as they're organic and non-GMO. But this particular NACHO, I'm not so certain about. Now, Super Don, were you able to get a hold of a spokesman to confirm whether or not they indeed are this organization?
You know, I had some doubts as to whether there would actually be an organization called NACHO. That just didn't seem right to me, but I actually did get a hold of one of their spokespeople, and when I confronted him, and I said, now, is it true that this is what you guys are called? This was the statement that he gave.
Yes, it's true. I am NACHO.
So,
all right,
you know,
well, it's confirmed.
It's confirmed.
We got it. First-hand admission.
Yeah, and that did not sound at all like Jack Black.
No, of course not. That was just a person from Nacho.
Not at all.
total Nacho head. Hey, you know, speaking of head or headache, Tylenol and children's Tylenol, big news. Yeah. About the maker of Tylenol, of course, it's the price of business because nobody's going to jail, but they evidently fined the maker $25 million. But why? Why would they do that, TMB?
Apparently, Tylenol had been contaminated by several types of heavy metals, right? Especially the liquid Tylenol that you give to infants, right? That's what the article, the gist. I don't have the article in front of me. Charlene was telling me about it earlier, but isn't that the gist of it?
Yeah, indeed. Our good friend Erin, she was there from Health Nut News, and she said that the Tylenol maker is now set to pay $25 million for selling metal-contaminated children's drugs. And this is a Johnson & Johnson subsidiary. Agreed after they pled guilty late Tuesday to these federal criminal charges. But again, no one's going to go to jail.
Yeah, this just blows my mind, Robert. They plead guilty to knowing that their medicine, drugs, whatever you want to call it, is contaminated with heavy metals that can kill you, and nothing happens. They're going to slap them on the wrist. They fine them a little bit. You know, to you and I, that's a lot of money. But to them, that's a drop in the bucket. And so
That's like fining you a nickel.
That's like, exactly. It's nothing. But if it were somebody that was selling Carnivora or Beta-Glucan, and that happened to them, I mean, they'd shut the company down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just such a double standard that we have, that we live in today, where people that sell supplements have to be so careful, and they have to, and that's why they produce such high-quality products like Beta-Glucan, like Carnivora. Mm-hmm. But that's because they have to. Because if on this side of the fence, if we contributed to the deaths of 60,000 people like Vioxx did, which is approved by falsified studies by Dr. Scott Rubin, we would be in jail for three lifetimes. And instead, he got $250,000 fine in 6 months or something ridiculous. But it's a double standard.
Right. What is this, Superdon? Iron fortified Tylenol? No, that's not real.
Isn't that what it was? It was just iron fortified Tylenol. What are you guys making such a big deal about?
Iron for it. No, it wasn't. If it were iron filings, that might be the least of the problems,
but
it wasn't.
Well, that's what they put in Wheaties. Isn't it okay in Wheaties, but not in Tylenol?
Let's bind you up with iron. No, I mean, they're putting, nickel, chromium, iron. Iron. I guess maybe iron was in there. But, I mean,
it was
not
just iron fortified. You guys, man.
Yeah, I know. We're up in arms over nothing, right, Super Don? All right. I'm disgusted by the medical profession today more than ever between their tacit compliance or complicitness, if you will, on the medical kidnapping. Doctors, speak out. And your willingness to poison the livers of children with Tylenol. And whether it has heavy metal shards in it or not, it's still poison to the liver, and there are a lot of other things you can be doing, including homeopathic medicine, safely to reduce pain and inflammation and help them detoxify.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. Would you like to see TMB in person? He's going to be in San Diego with Nacho Libre. I don't know if Nacho's going to this one. But,
you know, I don't know if Nacho's going to be there. If it is, he's definitely going to be organic.
Is it going to be an organic Nacho? Yes. Tell us about the event you're going to be speaking at.
Yeah, it's next weekend, San Diego, the 20th through the 22nd. It's the Integrated Health Conference, and I'll be out there speaking. I think Saturday night at 8:30 is when I speak. But I think there's a good 30, 40 people that are going to be speaking there over the weekend. And Jared, our good friend, Kid Against Chemo, is going to be out there. So it should be a good weekend. But if you're in the area, I'll be up there 8:30 Saturday night, I think. And it's at the, it's some resort there. It's in San Diego. I can't remember the name of the hotel.
No worries. And also the Cal Jam the following weekend, Southern California. We just had Dr. Kathy on. And then I'll be in England for the Alliance for Natural Health event.
England.
Dr. Jonathan Wright and I will be doing some things. And Autism One in May in Chicago. The links are in the show notes. And then a special event in April in Syracuse at Nature Times Annual Health Fair. And then May 15th, TMB and RSV together again in Naples, Florida at Food and Thought. You're the first to know.
All right, you broke the news on RSB show. Did he tell you that you could break it on his show? Oh, that is you, isn't it?
Oh, it's my show. I broke
it. Okay, got it. You can do whatever you want.
Stop breaking things, man. All right, you know where we're not going right now is Kenya. Kenya, where the tetanus shots are under police guard, not because they're going to be stolen and brought to another country like Uganda, but because they don't want them tested. Why, TMB, do they not want these tetanus shots tested?
Well, in similitude to the U.S. politicians, they're doing this to maintain transparency, right?
Well, okay. Keep them under lock and key. Nobody looks. Yeah.
Look, here's what happened, Robert. In the 90s, there was a lot of vaccines that contained, like, stealth cancer viruses and other pathogens that would kill and sterilize. For instance, National Institute of Immunology researched the use of carriers like tetanus and diphtheria to bypass the immune system and deliver HCG. And why would they do this? Because if you mix HCG into the tetanus toxoid, it binds and it causes sterilization or miscarriage, almost spontaneous abortions. In 1993, there was an enormous increase of miscarriages down in Nicaragua. And then in 94, I think it was 95 in Mexico. Then in 96, the same thing in the Philippines. When in Nicaragua and Mexico, they did not investigate why, but the Philippine doctors got in and investigated why, and they discovered that the tetanus vaccine batch had been universally contaminated with the HCG toxin, or with the HCG. It's not toxin, it's human chronic gonadotropin, but it will bind to the tetanus toxoid and cause spontaneous abortions. The interesting thing about this is that the Institute of, or the National Institute of Immunology is funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. And so this is eugenics, I believe. This is depopulation, whatever you want to call it, via vaccines.
Yeah, it's an accelerated plan. I mean, there are some legitimate arguments to be made that the population of planet Earth can't sustain itself simply because if we run out of oil or oil goes on decline, we can't do the things we can do right now to sustain that population. But we are not in favor of terminating the lives of people via stealth viruses or HCG in vaccines. Of course, they're targeting, once again, the African continent.
Yeah, and so if they will do this to the African population, if they will do this to them, why do we think they're not putting stuff in the vaccines in the United States too? Are we that naive to think that they could not be doing the same thing to us here?
Well, the CDC is trying to be sure that Nacho makes it so that everybody maintains naivete as these local health departments push the vaccines because it's the responsible thing to do. No, only if you want to bring on chronic diseases and maintain a lifelong dependency on the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Yeah. And look, the overall picture here, the big picture, the game plan is to control the population, to control energy, to control food, medicine, finances of the entire globe, and eventually escort the United States into a one-world government, global fascism. There's my New World Order comment for the day.
Dude, no, we don't have to say no more. You did well. Very well put there, TMB, in between all the things you're doing. Very impressive. Hey, we've got some questions of the day coming up. Somebody's calling us out. We got something wrong, evidently.
I get all kinds of stuff wrong. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I know. Occasionally, I do, too. Super Don's going to be shocked. But it's explicable, and we're going to take a question of the day on it. Also, a bride-to-be fighting for her life after the flu shot. Cassandra C., forced into chemo, speaks out, even though she can't go back to see her mother because the state won't allow it. It's Outside the Box. It's TMB. It's RSB. It's Super D. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I was going to say we should have a spot of tea because there's a spot of good news just coming across the airwaves. Washington State, the state of Washington, has failed in its attempt to remove exemptions to vaccination, philosophical and religious. And earlier in the day, we learned that the bill was withdrawn also in Oregon. So the Pac Northwest has come to its senses and has railed against this idea
TMB that parents do not have a right to refuse medical interventions like vaccination.
Yeah, finally a little bit of common sense news, huh? And isn't it ironic that you get some common sense news like that and we look at it like it's a big thing?
Right, I know.
Hey, this is great news. They followed the Constitution and did what they should have done. I mean, isn't that what the courts are supposed to do? But, unfortunately today it's ironic that we are so full of joy when this happens. You know, not that we shouldn't be. I'm happy about this, but it's just really sad that we get so excited.
It's setting the bar low, isn't it?
It's very low.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's showing you how far that they're pushing is falling basically back against them. And so I encourage the bad guys to push even harder, squeeze even harder, try to ban all exemptions and see what happens to you. Because it's going to backfire, as it's in evidence, it is backfiring. And, you know, pretty soon, Hoofnagel, the science cat, will be stomping all over you, right?
Hoofnagel. Yeah.
You like Hoofnagel.
Yeah. We got to talk a little bit later about Hoofnagel.
We'll see if we can fit Hoofnagel into it. But right now, we got to hear from our listeners, and I think they love us, but they're calling us out, TMB.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
It sounds like Nacho Libre is asking a question of the day. Hi, Robert, Ty, and Super Don. I have to correct something you said on the March 4th show. That's last week, TMB. You said that there was no such thing as the plague vaccine. That is incorrect. I was in the military, and I got the plague vaccine in January of 87 and April of 87. Remember, the military are used as guinea pigs. A lot of the vaccines that are now licensed were first tested on the military without knowledge, consent, or informed consent. Here is what, so she puts in links. It's Liberty writing us in. Puts in links to them, and we looked at them. And in fact, yes, the military had a plague vaccine that would be given only if they knew the military personnel would be in an area of heavy plague. But because I was not in the military, and I don't think TMB was, we had overlooked that one.
No, you know, I did not know they had a vaccine for plague, to be honest.
No, of course, we know there's a nosode for the plague called Yersinia pestis in homeopathic form.
Yeah.
And, it was interesting. I tried to go in the military out of high school. I did. I've told this story once or twice. I went in as a friend. My buddy was going to join up right out of high school. And I said, well, maybe I could get some money for college. I didn't know at that point how I'd pay for college. And as I got in there, I realized, they're not going to give me what I want. You know, I'm already in business. I had a small business of my own at that point in time. I said, all right, if you want me in there, well, send me to Israel so I can hang out with my grandmother. And they looked at me and said, what? Who said you could do that? Well, I talked to this recruiting guy. I didn't say I couldn't. Oh, that guy got in trouble. That guy got in big trouble. So, yeah, I did not join, and thankfully the rest is history. I was able to wake up and undo a lot of the damage. So there you go. But anyway, thank you, Liberty, for pointing that out. She also says it would be interesting to hear what vaccines Dr. Batar got while he was in the military and to hear what he knows about experimental, untested, unreported vaccines that are used. If anybody has heard this, long time ago, Dr. Batar, admitted that he wouldn't let them vaccinate him. And people have a hard time believing that. But if you know Dr. Rashid Batar, you're not going to do anything against his will. He's going to fight you. And that's indeed a thing of beauty, the story there. I don't think he's allowed to ever repeat it. But just letting you know, Liberty, I don't think he got any of those.
That is funny. I mean, I can imagine trying to make him do something he didn't want to do. We joke around and stuff, and he laughs and all this, and we're joking together. But you get him mad, he's pretty ferocious.
Yeah, no, that's true. So anyway, great. Let's say question slash comment. And Liberty, we appreciate you. If you'd like to do that, go to robertscottbell.com. Let us know. We'll answer them on the air. And let's move to a story that's not so happy. A bride to be fighting for her life after flu complications. TMB, did she just get the flu out of the blue, or did she get a flu shot as well prior to getting the flu?
No, yeah, she got a flu shot before getting the flu. And Charlene posted this to Facebook, I think, today, and there's all these trolls that are out there saying, oh, well, you don't know when she got the shot. It, you know, it may have kept off the flu for a few weeks until she got the flu. I mean, so really, the shot's only effective for a week or two. I mean, really?
12% of the time.
That's their argument from that side, is that it just, you know, the efficacy wore off after 3 weeks, and then, come on. I mean, the bottom line is flu shot gave her the flu. Let's not be idiots here. It's clear cause and effect relationship here. She gets the flu shot, and in a few weeks she got the flu. The flu shot gave her the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not rocket science here. Problem is that we've been so brainwashed and so propagandized to believe that these vaccines, which are nothing more than a cocktail of toxic poison, are good for us. And so, you know, this cognitive dissonance is really rampant, especially in the vaccine industry. How can these elements that are all heavy metal toxic poisons on their own, that one could kill you, you mix 10 of them together and you inject it, how is that not harmful? But not only not harmful, how is it good for you?
Well, the people that are speaking out against us and calling us names, TMB, they're only doing it to defend science, right? Because science has just got to be defended. Because
right.
Lord knows you can't ask questions of science. That would be anti-science.
If you ask questions about science, you might have to face Hufnagel the cat.
Hufnagel the science cat. Super D.
Yeah.
What would Hufnagel say about this discussion? I mean, he called out, in fact, it seemed to be he was on the side of Orak the Nipple Ripper, this guy that was going after Lawrence Solomon. And we posted it on the blog at robertscottbell.com, a stunning interplay with Lawrence Solomon. You warned Lawrence. You said, Orak's going to come after you. He's going to give you the facts. He's going to give you the facts smackdown. And, in fact, he didn't. He said he was hungry and he needed to do his taxes instead.
Yeah, he had apparently Borax the laundry sniffer needed to take care of some more important topics and his taxes. And it's funny because Hufnagel, he's not an anti-vaxxer.
He's not
even anti-science. He's a science defender. But apparently, Borak the nipple gripper, apparently decided to use the tactics of denialism in the way he was interacting with Lawrence Solomon and inadvertently exposed himself to be a denialist, which I think is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and if anybody knows about the definition of denialism, it's Hufnagel the science cat.
Well, yeah, I mean, as far as I understand, although I got to tell you, there was a little bit of an exchange that took place on Twitter this morning between Garnax the nickel. Well, I can't remember
dripper,
what his name.
The nickel dripper. That's right.
Yes. Anyways, him and believe it or not, this guy coincidentally has the name Mark Hufnagel. And apparently he has something to do with denialism, too. But,
he's got the same name as the cat?
Yeah, isn't that a weird coincidence?
That's amazing.
That
what
is absolutely amazing. So, yeah, so anyway, so Gorksy was on Twitter today and was trying to create some kind of controversy between this other Hufnagel and Hufnagel the cat. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's like Borak came up. And he said something, and Hufnagel made him look stupid again, and he disappeared again. It was great.
Oh, no. Poor Borak.
So he's not even, he's not just a smart cat, he's a vanishing cat, too.
He's a, well, he does magic where he makes the closet denialists disappear on Twitter, yes.
They come out of the closet first, then they disappear when they've been caught. They've been had.
Back in the closet, yes.
Well, Hufnagel the science cat, I salute you for defending, some kind of honor in the realm of denialism. All right, stand by. We've got another story here coming out. Cassandra C. speaks out. And TMB, I want you to let loose on this story because this woman was a teenager, I believe, just and her mom. We covered the story. She was forced to accept chemotherapy. Now they're saying she's cancer-free, and she still can't go back to see her mother.
I mean, this is like Isaiah Part 2, right? It's the same scenario here. Basically a kidnapping of a 17-year-old from their parents, wards of the state, forced treatments against their will. This is insane. And, you know, I'm reading the end of this article, and Cassandra says that her biggest concerns with chemotherapy was the fact that she was going to have a port placed in her chest. She said, really, the nausea, the hair loss, the fatigue, fertility problems even, everything that's associated with the chemo didn't bother her as much as the fact that they were going to place a port, and they have placed a port in her chest against her will. I mean, this is. Can you imagine? They put a port in her chest against her will. That isn't that assault and battery?
Oh, definitely. And of course, it's a potentially deadly weapon because what they're putting in there, as you've cataloged more than anybody else, just about anybody out there, that the treatments for cancer are just as likely to kill you, if not more likely to kill you. Now, she's young. She has some level of vitality, and these kids do survive the chemo onslaught. and then they're declared cancer-free. Only then they have complications 5 years later, infertility, and even more cancer.
Yeah. Well, they have more cancer because the chemo destroys their immune system, and it's a temporary fix. You know, it's kind of like a Band-Aid laced with cyanide, and it doesn't hit your system for a while. You know, so you stop the bleeding with the Band-Aid, but you're getting the cyanide for later that's going to kill you. And that's what chemo does, because it's going to kill the cancerous tumors a lot of times, but it's also going to kill those fast-dividing, rapidly dividing immune cells, because the chemotherapies typically target those fast-dividing cells like the cancers, but they're also the immune cells are fast-dividing. So you're going to kill the cancer cells, you're going to kill the immune system, and that's why it always, almost always comes back, and with a vengeance. And that's why... you know, you look at the 5-year survival rate, the contribution of chemotherapy to 5-year survival rate, only 2.1% effective. The reason is because it kills your immune system. Without your immune system, you're not going to live very long. And so those people that live a long time after chemo are really the exception to the rule. They're not they're not the norm.
No, and if we look at the tolerance we have for the medical profession intervening in this way with the government help, that's the immune system of this country, down the tube, so to speak, down the toilet. We need to regain our nutritional sanity for sure. Our immune system, our willingness to defend our fellow Americans and children from these government medical molesters. Yes, I've said that. Who are willing to poison children darn near to death just so they might survive 5 years and have to come back for more cancer treatment. All right, we've got a wide open segment, TMBRSB Super D. We're looking forward to hearing from you as well. Stick around.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Autism One. Just want to remind everybody, May in Chicago, autism1.org. We look forward to seeing you there. Also, things like this that we discussed on the air, we'll be talking about there. Cassandra C., if they declared her cancer-free, why are they still holding on to her? Well, we know now the reason for this, even though they don't admit it, is the money they get while claiming state custody over these children. Federal money flows in. The moment they release them back to their parents, it's gone. When my wife was speculating on Isaiah, that they're going to try and hold him until he's 18, then they'll just boot him out because the insurance won't cover him. I mean, these are real criminals in this hospital.
Quick thing you need to throw in there is that by keeping him or keeping these kids in custody, that also keeps them immune from lawsuits.
Very true. That's right. Yeah, as long as they have him in custody, there's no standing to sue because he's in their custody. The parents don't have custody of the child, so there's no standing. So, yeah, another aspect of this revealed by Super D. Now, TMB, we were talking about the cancer of Cassandra. We know we can reverse cancer with that natural dietary supplement. Since we don't sell them, we can tell the truth about them.
Well, you know, I think it's important. You know, I mentioned at the end of the last segment that the immune system is going to be shot if you've done chemo. And so for those that are listening that have done chemo, I don't want people to be in despair and say, I'm going to die of cancer because my immune system's shot. No, that's what chemo does, but it's not without hope. Your body's amazingly able to heal itself with the proper fuel. And so that's why we're really happy with both of our sponsors, with the Better Way Health's Beta-1-3-D Glucan and Carnivora from Carnivora.com, because they're both immunomodulators. They get that immune system working at the right speed again after you've taken chemo or after it's been compromised in other ways. These are two of the best supplements that you can use to get your immune system working properly. And if your immune system's working properly, then your body's going to be healthy. So we just want to we want to end on a happy note, you know, a little happy place here. And there's definitely always hope, no matter what you've gone through. If you give the body the fuel it needs, the supplementation it needs, you can be healthy, because that's the way our bodies were intended to be.
We want to go to our happy place, don't we?
Go to that happy place.
Hey, you know, the happy place yesterday was kind of cool. We had Dr. Eric Zielinski on yesterday. You know him, don't you?
Yeah, you know, he interviewed me a couple weeks ago. He's got an essential oil summit, I think is what it's called. And I interviewed with Dr. Eric. Boy, the guy's just a bundle of energy and full of knowledge, isn't he?
Great guy. I really enjoyed him. And I definitely want to follow up on the essential oil issue as far as that goes. But very cool, the connections we're making around the world here. Not only domestically, as you know, the next quest for the cures continues. You're going international with it.
Yeah, we're going to go global, and one of the interviews I'm going to have is with Dr. Zielinski about essential oils and cancer. So I'm going to be interviewing him in a month or two, and I'm going to be hooking up with RSB again. Looking forward to that in May 15th there in Naples, and probably be getting some more words of wisdom from our good little orthorexic friend.
Yes, what might I say?
Yes, he's through. I am not sure.
I am not.
No, I won't say that, I promise.
Nacho!
No, Nacho! Oh, my gosh, man. What a show today.
Yeah,
it's wow, it's been a roller coaster ride, I tell you what. And I'm looking forward to seeing all our friends that listen to us on UK Health Radio. Of course, around the world, they also listen through naturalnewsradio.com, our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Jerry Doyle at Epic Times, epictimes.com, and many other places we probably don't even know. TMB, this is an amazing thing. I wish I could be out there with you in San Diego, but that's just one trip too many for me.
You've been traveling quite a bit lately, I must admit. But, yeah, I wish you could be out there too. But be safe. You're going to be heading to UK soon. And then you and I, at the end of June, will be in Nashville speaking at the colon hydrotherapists. Yeah,
oh
together.
Gosh.
So for those people that have eaten too many nachos with too many jalapenos, no worries. We'll teach you how to clean it out at the colon hydrotherapist.
Right. The International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists,
yeah.
I-ACT, is hosting us. I think Dr. Frank King will be there as well. Our good buddy Paul Bertier is going to be talking about molecular hydrogen. And we'll all be together in Nashville toward the end of June. So we've got a lot of events coming up. It's hard to imagine. I've got to add that into the list at robertscottbell.com, and we'll let everybody know.
Yeah, you know, you're just taking the world by storm this year, it looks like. So I'm just glad to be along for the ride.
I'm water skiing behind you, buddy. What's going on, man?
I'm in the wake. I'm in the wake right now.
All right, dual tandem water skiing. TMB RSB, Super D driving the boat. And, of course, thank you, Daniel, on the board there, making it sound so good as well in the GCN studios. Well, we'll be back. I don't know what's going on tomorrow. I'm sure we've got, the FDA Dragon Slayer. That's right. Jonathan Emore joins us.
Right.
So in the meantime, tell your friends what I'm about to tell you, because it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.